The airlines are continuing to tighten rules in an effort to make flying as safe as possible. But commentator Pat Morrison says for some passengers, a new security measure may have them squirming in their seats.
Now they're asking for real trouble. I'm fine with them confiscating the knitting needles and the scissors. You don't run with scissors, you don't fly with scissors either. I'm cool with them taking away the metal knives that used to come with your in-flight meal. They were always dull anyway. I've had paper cuts more life-threatening than any wound they could inflict. But now the Transportation Security Administration is putting us all in real jeopardy by banning passengers from lining up outside airplane bathrooms waiting for a turn, lest terrorists hatch a plot in the PQ. On any flight, this can be a hardship. On a transoceanic one, it constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. When King George V met Charles Lindbergh after his record-setting 33-hour flight, the king had only one question for the lone eagle. However did you manage it? It, the process of elimination. This could spell ruin for the kidneys of coach passengers. I think first class has to have one toilet per passenger, or so it seems. Anyway, many of the September 11th hijackers flew first class or business class. This could create more trouble than it might solve. Think bladder rage. And how to enforce such a rule? Well, we could raise our hands for permission from a flight attendant who would escort us there and back, scolding us, "Didn't I tell you to go before you left home?" We could take numbers as we do at the deli and wait until our number is up. The airline could rent out catheters like stereo headphones at $4 each. Flight attendants will be coming through the cabin, and as always, correct change is appreciated. In fact, the TSA would just as soon nobody even stood up during the flight at all. Let's just hear it directly from them. Why do we need airplanes anyway? If you're in such a big rush, buddy, maybe you should step out of line and let us ask you a few questions. Yeah, I mean you, pal, the one with your legs crossed.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.